The probe by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara includes the Buffalo Billion Project and other upstate economic development programs. It is in part targeting a lobbyist who is a close associate of the Cuomo family, as well as a former top staffer of Governor Cuomo, who also worked for the governor's father when Mario Cuomo was governor. Numerous subpoenas have been issued from federal authorities, as well as the state's attorney general. He conducted a raid on an office at SUNY Polytechnic in Albany on Thursday. To add to the uncertain atmosphere, both former leaders of the legislature were sentenced to prison earlier in May. Cuomo is trying to downplay the effect of the probe and its distractions. He continues to hold events outside of the Capitol, including an announcement to improve the state fairgrounds in Syracuse and to renovate Jones Beach on Long Island.
Thank you very much. What a treat.
But the governor, in recent remarks, has been talking up past achievements instead of discussing future goals. He said repeatedly in Syracuse, Albany, and on Long Island that he's already had a major achievement this session, the state budget. That was passed in early April.
So we got a tremendous amount of work done in the budget. We probably had one of the most progressive, productive state budgets in modern history. We raised the minimum wage. We cut taxes for middle-class people in this state all across the board to historic lows, believe it or not.
The budget also includes a phased-in partial paid family leave measure. Cuomo continues to push for ethics reform, a topic he dropped during budget talks. The governor released 8 different bills on closing the campaign finance loophole that exempts limited liability companies from donation limits.
There's no doubt that ethics reform is one of the priorities.
Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says it must seem inexplicable to New Yorkers who polls show care about ending corruption that lawmakers aren't rushing to clean up state government.
If not this session, what session is there where you have the elected top-ranking legislative leaders facing prison time, where you have investigations, subpoenas dropping around the administration like confetti at a Broadway Avenue parade in New York City? What does it take to get Albany off the dime and do something about its increasingly looking like Potemkin democracy?
The most likely reform measure to become law is a proposal to cancel the pensions of elected officials convicted of a felony. The Assembly and Senate agreed to the concept last year, but they've yet to finalize specific language. The ride-sharing service Uber and others are seeking to expand to regions outside of New York City. That needs legislation changing some insurance rules in order to do so. The New York City Mayor, Bill de Blasio, is seeking a renewal of a law that allows him more control over the city's schools. And Cuomo says he also wants to make it easier for women to get breast cancer screenings, and he wants to take steps against the heroin epidemic. All of that needs to be decided in the next few weeks. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.